This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron. I am your host, Brian Kilby. It's episode 395, recorded December 3rd, 2014. Sorry, we have had a fun pre-show. You should join us live every Wednesday. We start streaming a little before 8 p.m. Eastern Time at tfradio.net and at tformers.com. You can keep updated at facebook.com/tfradio and on Twitter at tfradio. I'm sorry, Don. I love you. I really do. Barbara Eden. Okay. So,
he's going to kill the whole neighborhood.
On the show this week, we have the news, Q&A with Rob Springer, This Week in History, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But first, I want to mention, with Christmas coming up soon, Toys for Tots is our go-to charity the holidays. And you should really be buying up all those Age of Extinction figures.
You know, nobody else will.
Please.
I can only buy so many.
I know. I was talking to a triplet today at work, and he was like, did you get this Age of Extinction figure? And I'm like, no.
Hey, Brian, you get that Age of Extinction figure over there. What's his name, Stanger?
I've officially stopped. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, if somebody was actually to do like a real deluxe Stinger, I might buy it, but...
I'm tempted on ordering that. Well, I love Stinger for some unknown reason.
Takara's doing one.
I thought they were doing I thought it was a repaint of Bumblebee.
It is.
Like a straight-up repaint of Bumblebee.
It's got a different head, I think, doesn't it?
I would think so. I'm not sure, but I think so.
I thought it was a straight-up pink repaint.
So far, the three Stinger toys I have are straight-up repaints, so I already know what I'm getting myself into, and I have no sense into why I like Stinger so much. It's like, this non-character.
Yeah, it's Stinger's the least offensive character in the movies.
I have this Velcro mask they put out at Walmart for Halloween. It's like a Bumblebee and an Optimus, and there's a Walmart exclusive Stinger one, which is just the Bumblebee one red, you know, with a Decepticon symbol, and it's the most amazing thing ever, because put it on, bam, I'm in the Legion of Doom.
That's
I mean, my head is
too... with that one week.
It barely fits XV.
Oh.
I have a large head.
I feel you, dude. I feel you.
Yeah.
Speaking of the live show, I'm reading the chat right now, and John DeLuna is flinking to those 1/6 scale seamless skin figures that we were talking about.
Yeah. Seamless skin.
Rob Springer, you weren't here, so you missed
it. I was eating.
Yeah, I know. Your taco.
Yeah, you're having an awesome taco party.
Your taco Thanksgiving dinner.
I think I won. Be honest with you guys.
Yeah. We agreed. We thought so last week too.
Yeah, actually, I don't think I mentioned who's on the show this week. We have Rob Springer, Diecast, Melvar, Don, XV, and Rob Clay, hidden away there.
Sorry. Rob Clay is our secret square.
Yes.
Now you gave it away.
Son of a...
Dude, that's a great idea. A Hollywood Squares version of RSC. I just have to basically have another layer of people.
Basically, we need another Rob.
You want to put three more people on the show.
Yes.
You want to put three more people on the show.
I love that idea.
Oh,
you know.
Who's the host of that show? Chuck Woolery? Who was that?
It's been several. Peter DeMarkin, Chuck Woolery, the guy that's on Dancing with the Stars. I can't remember. He used to be a daytime host on Fox.
We need to do this. Not this week. Maybe not as a regular show, but we need to do a Hollywood Squares edition of RSC. I would love that. I have no idea how we would do it.
The local rock station has a morning show that once a week does regular squares, like a call-in show, and they do imitation celebrities. I have to pull over every week because they do... I don't want to get into it here because, you know, I don't know how to get by with the FCCC, but hilarity.
Yeah, but, going back to Toys for Tots, with Christmas coming up, there are a lot of kids... surprisingly a lot of kids that get nothing for Christmas, and it would really help out if you could support Toys for Tots. I'm definitely donating stuff. I'm actually probably will be buying toys plus going through my collection of Carded Age of Extinction figures and probably thinning out my collection a little bit. So I'll probably end up donating some stuff. It's a good way to thin out your collection if you want to give away freebies as well as to clear out the shelves with our... It's an Operation Beehive. What will we call it this year, Rob? What do we call it?
Let's not be snarky for a change. Let's say Operation Better You.
Oh, I love that.
Well, you know, the world's such an ugly place right now. So let's just feel good about each other for a change. Go, hey, not everyone is a bad guy. Except Don. Don's a weirdo.
No, Don's a superhero.
Don's a thing. Oh,
okay. Rob,
here he goes.
Rob Springer is calling me weird.
let's stop and process that first.
In what universe does that make any kind of sense on any flowchart?
You may not know this, but Rob is actually ESL. English is his second language. His first language is fart.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I ain't be fascinated about no children's Carol characters.
What?
Oh, I was mumbling, you
know. Mako, that's creepy, dude.
Yeah. Don. we're trying to bring Don down. I mean, not like I'm down as in depress him, but as down as from like about to kill us. Because I'm going to be buried somewhere in the desert if Don gets it pissed off today. So
I don't want to piss Don off.
Don knows where I live. Don's been here.
I just want to break him enough where it's like he's in that middle of yell and laugh. You know, when you get in, you're like, I want to laugh and I'm pissed off at the same time.
Don, I'm the first one to die.
We're close.
When Don falls down, I am the first one to die. So please, just.
No, Brian, you're not the first.
I'm the seventh.
It'll get you eventually, but you're not the first.
Hey, also, Audio Nights Theater posted a new video today. You can actually find it at our Facebook page, facebook.com/TFRadio. Actually, and there are some special voices in this episode. Of course, Chris McFeely and guy you might have heard of, David Kay. He does a voice. I don't have a clue how they got David Kay to do a voice, but they sure did, and I checked it out.
Be awesome.
Sure, yeah. Is David Kay. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Autograph picture of Barbara Eden.
I think David Kay probably would be a fan. I'm a fan. I loved I Dream of Jeannie. That's a great show. Hey, did anybody get anything cool this week? I didn't ask last week. I know Diecast did, so let's save him for last. Anybody get anything? Don, did you get anything?
Bumblebee came today. Haven't had a chance to open him. And last week, I don't have them yet, but I went ahead and pulled the trigger, and I have Quantron and Utopia.
Oh!
I went ahead and pulled the trigger on
second
those.
Mortgage?
eBay sales.
Lifetime of debt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got them, and I picked up a really nice set of Code of the Yoko figures from...
I don't know what that is.
So,
that's fine. Nobody does.
Yeah,
That's really about it. I was also in that same order with Utopia and Quantron. I picked up AD-31, the movie advanced redesign of Prime.
Oh, cool.
You did get that.
Yeah, I decided to go ahead and get that since it was already free shipping with the order total that I already had, obviously. Ah. So I decided to go ahead and get that since it looks so good.
So are you looking more forward to Quantron or Utopia?
Actually, I'm looking forward to both because I've been wanting a new Computron for a while, and then this was even before.
There's a perfectly good Creon set.
I've been looking for a good Computron for a while, and again, bypassing the Creon set because that doesn't meet my criteria.
It's too good.
And I decided to go ahead and get Quantron, and then I figured, well, I'm getting it. And I decided to go ahead and get Utopia since I don't care for the Generations of Metroplex, and getting one now would be about probably at least a third to half the cost of Utopia, and I like Utopia's looks better. So,
It's nice looking. I was afraid to pick it up, but you actually had a chance to hold it at TFCon, and
yeah.
You thought it was pretty solid.
It felt pretty solid. I wanted to spend some more time with it as far as looking at some of the features and stuff, but it was so busy, and you really didn't want to stand there and hog it for everybody. So,
Rob Springer, you got a chance to pick it up too, didn't you?
Rob felt it up.
Utopia.
Oh, yeah, the big Metroplex thing.
Yeah.
I've, like I said, I can't remember her name, so I was like,
I remember that one. Because it's $400.
And Natural it would have
to be in some sort of utopia to.
Yeah, that was a really nice toy, and it better be for a car payment.
Yeah, but the but the ratchet joints were just, you know, the nice heavy. Mm-hmm. When you ratchet it, you can hear the clunk.
Yeah, and when it eventually breaks, it's good to know there's a gigantic company behind it to go ahead and replace it for you, or provide replacement parts that has like at least a 90-day limited warranty. Hey, Diecast, what did you get?
Didn't we get chlamydia or something?
Well, that's not from plastic crack. That's just.
What if it was?
You didn't open him. Why didn't you?
I didn't open him.
People listening, it's Brainstorm.
It's Brainstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just haven't had time to open him yet.
For the 99% of you who are listening and not watching.
Yeah. Well, sorry about that.
Yeah, I was going to ask if yours has the neck snapping problem.
Apparently, no, there's still an issue from what I've heard.
His neck stays pretty solid. Doesn't move.
That's not what I mean. Never mind.
No, from what I've heard, the neck thing is still a problem.
Okay. Hmm. Oh. So it just wasn't the early ones off the line.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
Oh, is this?
No, it looking at it, it actually looks like it would be really, really easy to just push that head in a little bit too far.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably do it. I'll let you know.
It'll probably be that, like that one figure with the shoulder problems that I can't think of his name right now.
Blitzwing.
And I got him, and I never opened him. He's still in the box. So mine doesn't have the shoulder problems because I didn't open it.
It's like saying
never.
It's like saying that my Metroplex isn't broken because it wasn't broken until I opened it and found that it was broken.
Yeah, Schrodinger's Metroplex.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know how many third-party figures I haven't even opened yet? And then I also got Bumblebee.
What do you think?
And he is excellent. He is really small. Just to give you a quick size comparison, here's him next to Blue Streak or Silver Streak. So he's pretty small. He's smaller than your standard deluxe figure.
So he comes up to about the chest of a Datsun, is what it looks like.
That might
again for audio listeners.
The bottom, the bottom of his chest. So he's, like I said, he's smaller than a deluxe figure. I actually put him next to Legends Cosmos. And he was just a little bit bigger than Legends Cosmos.
Wait, what?
That being said,
he's only a little larger than Legends Cosmos?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you have a deluxe handy to measure him by any chance?
Yeah, sure.
What I think most
I have the Orion Pax. And Orion Pax is a small figure, so
yes,
I guess
is.
You can see Orion Pax is about a head taller.
Man. Yeah. That Toys R Us version of that better be like $29.99. You know what I mean?
No.
Hey, remember Soundwave?
Remember the price is offset by the inclusion.
Hey,
of Spike.
Remember Prowl? But I do also have a review that should be posted by the end of the night, which shows a lot of comparisons with him. So
unfortunately, it's
not
the toy, and I forgot to put my pants on.
my pants may have not been on or off.
Well, then there'll still be nothing to see. But Diecast, I've said in the past that this Bumblebee could be a way to measure smaller size to get limbs for combiners.
You're using toys to measure things.
Yeah, what do you think of the quality of? I haven't opened mine yet, so
I a Fort
I can't.
Max.
Yeah. So do you think they could get combiner limbs from that small of a figure and still be solid enough?
Sure. I still think they'd do better off with the standard size cars that we got, like the Datsuns and the, rather than this size figure. Now, I wouldn't mind seeing this size. I would love like a Masterpiece Cosmos in this size figure.
He would be that size.
And it'd be the last figure the line comes out with.
And he turned into a ammo.
No, come on, Dom. We've broken that curse because Generations is
Well, that's
still
true.
Going
that's
on.
True.
Even Cosmos came out. But Cosmos came out like twice.
But we skirted the edge of the abyss of oblivion.
Of all the characters for Ted McGinley, not the voice.
So okay, Diecast. It's, you know, about the same size as Classic Bumblebee, but, like, in terms of, like, build complexity, how does it stack up to an average Deluxe?
It feels more solid than your average Deluxe, but the transformation is about the same.
Yes. So, I mean, like, between that and the spike that's with it, it's basically, like, a Dotson-level masterpiece, but made of, you know, a Deluxe figure, and I guess, like, a Legends Commander thing.
Exactly. Yeah, yep. The exosuit thing, I would not consider that a masterpiece figure. I would consider that, like you said, like a Legends figure.
It's an accessory. Now, I mean, it's an accessory figure for Bumblebee.
Now, Diecast, how would you feel your masterpiece Bumblebee compares with a deluxe cheeseburger from Wendy's?
Ooh, I don't like the Wendy's cheeseburgers, so I'm going to go with Bumblebee on this one.
Touche.
Very good.
Now, Wendy's chicken is that's okay.
Well, XB, there's your new non-numerical scale for T-formers.
I like
basically
that.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah,
it costs a little more than the one at the dollar, but you kind of wonder why.
It has lettuce and tomato on it.
As long as it's not quite
tested. It's still that same little square piece of burger.
I admittedly did eat too much. I bought the combo thing for two, thinking Kim would eat the other burgers, and she didn't. Like the
I got the pizza. I'm sorry, not segue, but I just did. I'm sorry. Anyone out there that likes White Castle? I'm sorry. I like Hardee's, so you can poke fun at me for liking Hardee's, but I just did not like the White Castle.
I like White Castle, but being from Georgia, I love my Crystals better. Enough to steal the tabletop.
Crystals seems just like a huge knockoff of White Castle.
It pretty much is, but it has more food, like a bigger variety.
But like,
and like, yeah.
I went in, we got that 10-pack of the White Castle cheeseburgers, and I thought Kim was going to eat on them, and she didn't. So I sat there and ate every single one, and I wanted to die.
Well, I think the main thing with me is if it was a steamed hamburger, and I've never had that, and it was such an odd flavor. I mean, it wasn't bad. It
just turned your world upside down, Don. I get it.
It was so different than anything I had before. So
I get it, Don.
The entire time I was in Minnesota, there's a White Castle right next to my hotel, and I'm like, I barely ever get to eat this because there's none in Georgia. And so I ate it like practically every day, just like grab like a or two. Not too crazy. By Wednesday, I wondered why I had such horrible gas.
Okay, so let's see here. So let's jump to this week in history. So back in 1999, Beast Wars, I love this. I had to use this. The Beast Wars episode, the Beast Wars metal episode, I'm a Crab, airs in Japan. And of course, that's the Japanese version of Transmutate.
Hey guys, happened in Beast Wars?
Rhinox farted.
Yeah. So, I'm a Crab. I love that so much. Yeah, so if you don't know, the Japanese localization of Beast Wars was a little more lighthearted than the American localization was.
Yeah. And it really made the relationship between Tigertron and Airazor into something.
Now, I've heard that that's not the case, that they're actually not both. Because Airazor is supposed to be a little boy. What people say.
It's supposed to be something, now correct me if I'm wrong, guys, if you know better, a knight and a squire kind of thing, but
in a very deviant art kind of way.
Yeah, like, considering I don't speak Japanese, and I've never actually sat down and watched a translated episode of Beast Wars except for Bad Spark. I don't know
the movie.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the case, but it probably is. But I've also heard that that's not necessarily.
There's always been that rumor, and I never saw it for myself. Rat Trap has like a little boy's voice, doesn't he? Like a little child's voice, and apparently at one point he calls him something very un-Tumblr like.
So, just for context, because, God, there's so much Transformers stuff out there.
I don't want to be hateful, bro.
Everybody doesn't know everything. So, in Beast Wars, Tigatron and Airazor were an item. Of course, Tigatron was male, Airazor female, and they ended up having off-screen their sparks merged, and you know, Tiger Hawk was the result. But in Japan, supposedly they were both.
There's no way not to feel weird saying that, is there?
Tegatron was an adult, and Air Razor was a little boy. So, but they didn't change any of the animation, so they still held hands and had their. I don't quite get it.
Did their sparks still merge?
Yes.
Let's explain this in layman's terms. A grown man kissed a little boy on a cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of different.
That's not cool.
Oh, and Optimus Primal was always looking for his bananas.
That is cool.
He was always looking for those bananas.
There was two clip shows during the run of Japanese Beast Wars, both having to do with "Where's my banana?"
I can't hate that part. I mean, really. That's he's like Megatron must. You know, guys, really, I put it somewhere.
The whole premise was they were looking at clips of previous episodes to try to find out where Convoy lost his banana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and Shinor, for the last time, that plantain is not it. That was disgusting. You have to cook those, man.
Yeah.
It was like a potato. Thought it was rotten for a minute.
Yeah, I'd be worried too. If you find the banana, the apples probably aren't far behind.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the news.
That would be the Tigertron part.
So, you know, we have one news item and several sub-news items. So this week we received lots of photos of New Generation's toys, primarily, I guess, all Combiner Wars.
All?
Yeah, all. Along the way that are coming out, including...
all Combiner Wars branded, anyway.
Yeah, including Skydive, Blackjack, Firefly, Alpha Bravo... and Drag Strip.
I love that name, Alpha Bravo.
I do too.
It's so stupid.
I like
it. Yeah.
I like
it. Alpha Bravo, come on. Alpha, hurry up, Alpha. Just call me Al.
I bet if there was fiction, I bet that's... Or if there's a cartoon, that's what
happened. Alpha Bravo has appeared briefly in the comics already, so...
Yeah, if there's a cartoon, I'm certain that's Call Me Al. But yeah, so here's Skydive. I want these pretty bad. I have to admit, I'm warming up.
All right, can I say this? It's almost the end of 2014. These are the 2015 Wave 1. Where are the pre-orders? These are probably not going to hit stores until February, I would guess, at this point.
Okay. They have done this before, been like, oh, there's no pre-orders available. And they're like, why did Walmart beat us to the punch? It's like, well, they're a bigger retailer, man.
Well, also keep in mind, you know, when there's really early pre-orders like RC and Chromia, things tend to go flaky. And,
And the
this wouldn't be a really early pre-order because it's almost 2015.
True.
Thing is, too, Big Bad Toy Store, because of their status with Hasbro, as soon as Hasbro gives the okay to put the pre-orders up, the pre-orders go up. So... the stuff is not being made available to order yet to put pre-orders up for.
Depending on the ethics of the eBay seller, there's technically pre-orders probably going on right now.
I've kind of been looking, and no.
It's like, hey, are you dumb? I'm selling a toy I don't even have on eBay. This is going to work.
Oh, that. I thought you meant the China thing. I bought
one. Well, really, that's the best way to add. I'm going to start an eBay store, but are you dumb? Here's some hair. Here is a bag full of hair. Consider it your pre-order bonus.
Is it wrong that I love
Huffer? But Rob, you don't have any hair.
Oh, yes, I got plenty of hair, just not in the business.
Just not on the top.
So Melvar says it's wrong that I love Huffer so much.
I hate that Huffer.
I can't
I can't really see that Huffer other than just an orange prime.
I know.
That's Legends Genrai right there.
Exactly. Not to mention... Once you put Huffer out of the equation, you're like, that's kind of pretty. Nice looking little guy there.
It's orange.
It's only $50. Jesus, these things went up.
Where's the Huffer?
Drag Strip.
In with Blackjack.
Oh, Blackjack, yeah.
Blackjack? Okay. Ah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I just can't see that as Huffer. It's too prime.
Yeah, that's the only one of these figures I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, it really is just a cheap cash-in repaint, and it's not everyone's cup of tea. But if it's nice looking orange.
Why are you labeling it though a cheap cash in repaint? Well, I don't understand that.
Well, because it's the third repaint of this mold in this line. They're like, yeah, for money.
I would say the first repaint of it would be the cheap cash in.
Well, yeah. At this point, they're like, this is all profit.
Let's do the obvious one.
Yeah,
I think it could have kind of worked if they could have managed to make the head a little bit bigger proportionally. It just doesn't seem right for Huffer. I mean, the vehicle mode's actually pretty good for that, but just, yeah, the head's tiny.
If I know the way the truck arms go over, it wouldn't really work right, but if an aspiring customer was miser was to take a little chrome paint to the arm robot bits, it might bring it out a little more.
Yeah.
Am I wrong for loving Alpha Bravo?
No, I mean Alpha Bravo is a very unique figure as far as it does capture the aesthetics of Slingshot, and
it more captures the aesthetics of Vortex.
Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. In fact, repaints.
Yeah,
and a little bit of Blades.
I'm not going to lie. I know this is Neo G1 and not exactly G1. And you know what? It doesn't have to be. Seeing a new character is something cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was really nice to get like a new Optimus Prime every couple of weeks at first.
that's exactly right.
A decade ago, it was refreshing. Like, hey, there's a second Optimus. Remember when there was just one Optimus Primal a year?
Yeah, we got Optimus Primal, you know.
And
we got this really crappy Optimus Prime. But thankfully, you know, by the time
Armada
came around, we got a good Optimus Prime.
We got two good Optimus Primes out of that.
Now you're just poking the bear.
But the thing is, I honestly feel that way, too. So it's not like I'm picking. I honestly...
Well, you're wrong, but that's beside the point.
What we need is someone just superimpose pictures of Barbara Eden's face over all of ours.
I made up the Barbara Eden thing. He really doesn't have...
The thing is, it's making him angry for some reason, so...
No,
probably,
shucks!
No. Oh, he broke out the wordy dirties. Thing is, I don't think I want to know why either. Do I?
So, drag strip.
The only Decepticon in Wave 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he will be scavenged and scammed and scalpeled and...
So, my advice to you, pre-order online.
Yeah, if I can... Yeah, I'm watching the places like y'all are.
Buy the whole assortment at once. You'll thank yourself later.
Yes.
Once again...
Buying every drag strip I can.
It's nice living in a major American city. There's a store every block. I'm going to find them.
Yeah, this will be showing up online.
Yeah.
On, like, those Transformers Facebook groups for, like, $75-$80.
And I'll be like, I walked past five of them. I should really capitalize.
So it'll be showing up for like $75 or $80, and they'll justify it by linking to an eBay art page where somebody's trying to sell it for $75 or $80.
And then later,
not
someone's going to
take sold, but.
And then later, someone's going to take a picture. Who's this?
Yeah.
remember Stormjet?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I just walked
in a store.
I got mine from Big Bad.
But like, okay, so like a year after, like when Armada was halfway in, I went into a drugstore and there for $15 was a Stormjet that I did not have.
When I got him from Big Bad, he was basically retail.
He was just right there on the front hook at KB Toys when I walked in.
Yeah, him
so you paid $15 for it too.
Yeah, him and Megabolt Megatron were fairly easy to find there at first. And then they just all vanished because it wasn't, and that's all the stores got was like one or two cases a piece.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, I think Red Scourge was the only one that was a bit of a struggle to get around here. And that wasn't for me because at the time I was friends with the Magic Toys R Us, so he held me one. But from what I understand, he was pretty hard to get.
That's still a nice repaint of the Hero Megatron mold. It really is.
Boy,
yeah,
it was.
I mean, the Hero Prime mold.
Are we talking? There's two different Scourges. Which one are you talking about, Rob?
I was talking about the initial one, Rob, but I also agree with Don's comment. Like, yeah, that was a nice repaint.
Yeah, that and the Bludgeon were both nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm
good old Arch Force.
I'm really excited about the individual pieces for Combiner Wars.
They all look nice,
but not so much the combined forms.
you know, something's wrong with Menasor.
Is it wrong that it doesn't really bother me that I don't care much for them?
Well, you know, usually it's like the combiner parts suffer to make the combiner. This time it's the opposite, and I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's grown up reading Furman, where like, oh, hey, these are characters too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they are a lot of the kids may not get all the figures.
Yeah.
And they really won't care that if they can't form the giant mint robot or not. So maybe that's why they focus more on making sure the individual robots are stronger.
Especially at the deluxe price point. Yeah, I agree fully. I mean, the Legends price point, you can sort of, have them be a little creepier toys if they did that, but not at deluxe.
And, well, hands up. Well, was the last combiner.
But even that Blackjack, that is in the Legends, and it's nice. Really nice.
Yeah. And so first,
all Blackjack has to do is clip on the front of Menasor in car mode, though, so that's not really complicated.
But yeah,
it's okay. He's doing it well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. All he has to do is be a primary target.
Plus, one thing is, with all the pictures we've seen, I'm still not thinking a lot of these are transformed properly, or at least finessed. So I'm sure once we get them in hand, we see joints they're not using or tabs that aren't being tabbed. And I'm sure they're going to look a little bit better than what we're seeing at this point.
They always do.
Yeah, they always do.
I don't know. The one thing that really bothers me is I don't understand how the hands and the feet work. And that's my biggest concern.
This is really simple. The combine your hands and feet. So there is one piece that can be both. And it can be a left hand, left foot, right hand, right foot, because the thumb swings, and the fingers can tuck up underneath it. The thumb fold back out the back to be a heel spike. Right. And the guns on the front are the toes. It's actually really clever. They plug in with 5mm pegs. So, you'll get wrist articulation. As long as the tolerances are good and, the fit is snug, otherwise you're going to pick up Superion or Menasor and their feet are going to fall off, but,
So I mean,
that happens,
like
that happens to all of us at one point or another.
So,
that piece is really wonderfully versatile, because as you can see on drag strip, it's also used as a shoulder shield in one of the pictures. So,
yeah, and drag strip and Alpha Bravo both are equipped to connect it in vehicle mode.
Hey, let's go ahead and jump to third-party news. So we have one item this week. We have new test shots of the third-party Terracons. So, Diecast, you pretty excited about these?
Yeah. I guess I was your average kid. I had combiner parts, and I didn't even realize they made a full combiner. So now I'm like, wow, I remember having that piece.
I mean, you have Troll.
So now I actually get them all. Yeah, I have Troll.
Who's a team slot?
And he's pretty cool. He's, he's not perfect, but he's not bad. The next one doesn't look as cool as Troll. What is that next one coming out?
It's the Ripper Snapper Analog, but I can't pronounce the name.
That doesn't really do anything for me, but I'll probably pick it up anyway, because the rest of them look pretty good.
Abominus never was one of my big ones. I wanted a classics style version, but I have to say that Cutthroat looks awesome. That Cutthroat looks
good.
Really good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was kind of tempted by the first one, but when I saw the Ripper Snapper Analog, I was like, no.
Well, that's why you just get the first one, because it's Blot.
Exactly. If you're going to a great reason to release Blot first, because, if you're only going to get one of these, Blot's going to be the one you're going to get.
And Cutthroat
would be
the second one.
You could say that.
Yeah, he looks like he's got some nice mass with those wings. So Cutthroat would be the second one to get.
So, I know, Combiner Wars is not going to get to things like Terracons or anything
this year.
But am I the only one who feels like any level of enthusiasm having been severely dulled for the third-party combiners?
I don't know if enthusiasm being dulled is the word for it, or more of the, here's more, because apparently everyone really likes combiners.
My third-party combiner enthusiasm was kind of dulled by Uranus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does my butt have to do with this?
I think that, I don't know, I don't think that future generation series are going to revolve around the combiner's gimmick.
No, not revolve, but we have the technology now so they can throw a combiner
exactly. I was going to say, but now that they're here, and if they sell well, I don't see why they just wouldn't be entrenched and we might get a combiner a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be fine.
I think a lot of the third-party stuff is just the fact that everyone is tired of multiples of the same.
Mm-hmm.
As we brought up before, and I think a lot of people are just finally get to the point where they're G1'd out. I mean,
thanks third party.
I don't think that.
I mean, not. I'm just saying you can only have so many Predakings with the multiples. You can only have so many Dinobots, and we've got Devastators twice over.
Yep.
So I think people want something different, or at least the next something new that they haven't seen, which
is all pumped for at Leo Convoy, you know.
Yeah. So
I mean, that's kind of cool. So
yeah. You know, something. You know, we can move some Japanese combiners. We can
actually, going to what we're talking about right now. So the Leo Convoy, with a G1 character, I will give them a lot of leeway on the design to have their interpretation of it. But the newer the toy is, the more firmly entrenched that design is in my mind what it should look like. The Leo Convoy just looks too off to me.
Well, I mean, I kind of like the idea of fusing a Zoid with a Transformer.
I also really like Zoid, so I'm like, oh, why don't you guys just throw some horror movies in there while you're at it? Just really poke at me. You can't live without this, can you?
Yeah.
There's a fork in my hand. Why don't you just be late on them bills? It's only $1,000.
Don's exactly right. I mean, they've just saturated not just the market, but also my psyche with G1 retreads. And it's like, oh, it's like escalation. It's like you get one G1 character and it's great. You get two, it's a little less great. To get that same level, you have to get 75 or 10,000, and then you know by that point, you know.
So what you're saying is it's like heroin.
Yes.
But to be fair, we haven't gotten an Abominus yet. We haven't gotten a third-party Abominus. So this is the first one. And right. Then there's other figures.
Seven, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably, but
here's the KFC one.
And then
double down.
There's also like,
man,
you know,
if they call something doubled down, I have to buy it just on principle.
Why don't I own one of these companies?
Take Blaster. We're getting the first, you know, masterpiece size.
Yeah, now that I have an interest in. Yeah, that I have an interest in. But I think it also boils down to the character more. Now with there being so many versions of so many characters, it's like I have Fans Project Bruticus, the upgrade to the Energon Bruticus, which I love. I think it's great. And I'm very happy with it. I was bypassing the Warbitron figures. But when I saw them in person and saw what the Bruticus is going to look like, and me being a Bruticus fan, I went ahead and took that step.
Well, but don't forget to blame Diecast for this also.
Yeah. There's that true. So, but as far as Abominus, he is kind of low on my list of I want something new of him.
Go ahead, Rob.
And see, therein lies the rub. It's kind of been fascinating to watch the third parties do a lot of the same things that Hasbro has to do for a lot of the same reasons. You know, we keep getting random recolors of, you know, of characters that have come out just to recoup costs. And we keep getting, you know, the same relatively smallish pool of characters that everybody keeps doing because they know that they're the ones that people want and will sell. And the farther out you get from that, you know, that core period, basically 1985 through 1984 through 86, the farther out you get from that, the less likely you're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, but there's still, as the number of third-party companies, and I say that in quotes, grows, we're still going to start getting more and more of the same character. Like, as we said, this is the first Abominus we get. You know, by 2018 or 2019, like when there's like 7,500 third-party companies, we'll probably get at least 19 or 26 trains, you know, out of the deal. So,
you know, well, that's what I've always said. These companies, I know they're rival companies, but with them carving out such a small piece of the market as it is, they've got to better work together for all of their good. Again, it's not going to happen, but they need to learn that you can't dump three Predakings on the market at the same time. And you're already dividing up a pie that's already been cut pretty thin as it is.
Something's got to change. Otherwise, these companies are going to go out of business, and there's only going to be a couple left, which will probably be the case anyway, naturally.
Right. And I've been looking for that outcome for a couple of years now, and it's going to be the better companies, and that's going to be, you know, basically okay.
But as the better cost of overall. As the cost of entry decreases, and it is getting, you know, less expensive to do this, we are going to have more. We'll probably have two or three big companies doing this, but we'll constantly have new companies coming in. Oh, I can do it better. I mean, it's like podcasts and YouTube reviews. Is that gets easier and easier to do. You have more and more, but you might have a podcast show up that has like 7 episodes because the person gave up because they didn't have staying power. They just nobody listened and they gave up. It's kind of like these companies. They'll come out with 2 or 3 toys or maybe 1 toy and it won't sell. And, you know, they just basically give up. So we'll have a market flooded of like this crap that we got at TFCon on clearance. What was it, Impossible Toys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll have probably
many of them.
Yeah, more and more. We'll probably have lots and lots of this crap. And the really good stuff will probably become more and more expensive.
You know, the thing I'm seeing right now, too, is, you know, third-party doing combiners was great when Hasbro wasn't, like, combiners were not really on Hasbro's table. They did the Bruticus thing. That went quiet for over a year. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, that was a thing that happened, so now we're back to, you know, combiners. Now they're doing a whole year of combiners, and it's making the third-party stuff not look so interesting anymore.
Also, we've been through, like, I think 2 design teams since Bruticus was designed.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's designing this right now, but someone got a memo in the interim.
Well, now, one thing about third party is I think a lot of them have drifted away from what they originally started. I mean, if they're making figures and they're making money, that's cool. But I think if a lot of them start going back to their basics, if the action figures are not working out for the full figures, add-on kits... add-on kits might help save some of these companies. If some of the bigger companies like Fans Project, Mastermind, Mach-A Toys, if they are going to the full figures and not doing as many kits, the companies that are having trouble doing full figures, this might be the niche they need to look at to help balance it all out.
Yeah.
You know, can I show you guys the most awesome third-party thing I've gotten in a long time? It's an official third-party, but it's still awesomer than anything you guys said. This is my G1 Hot Cocoa set.
I just saw that at Kmart today.
It comes with a G1 cookie and G1 chocolate, hot chocolate mix.
G1 cookie, is it vintage? Is that from like 84?
It's from Rite Aid. It might actually be vintage.
Those people who don't have a Rite Aid, there's a reason we are laughing. Yeah. I'm sorry. Because that's last year, that's where I found Legends Hound Tank War / Classics Octane.
For $50 each.
Yeah.
Still on the shelf. Yeah. No, Octane was actually $19.99.
I bet that one that I went to last year that still had Galvatron probably still has it.
Let's just say it's spelled RITE.
Yeah.
If that don't say old, AARP doesn't.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and after that, we'll come back with Q&A with Rob Springer.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
I got the ball that lets you reach for the sky. I got the ball that lets you fly, fly, fly. Higher and higher. I'm a polo ball master. I got the ball. If for mobile power is your desire, go get the ball and take you high, yeah. I'm a Pokeball master, Pokeball master. I got the ball, I'm a Pokeball master.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Radio Free Cybertron is teamed up with Kokomo Toys and Collectibles in Kokomo, Indiana. If you're in the Kokomo area, visit our store for a huge selection of new and classic toys. Visit online at www.kokomotoys.com for our address and store hours. While you're there, check out our listing of pre-order items, as well as visit our eBay store. Visit us at www.kokomotoys.com. That's KOKOMOTOYS.com. We're also on Facebook.
Yo, video game dudes, talk to me! This is Game Genie from Galoo, the awesome video game enhancer for your Nintendo Entertainment System. Attach it to most of your video games. Double Dragon 3 or Super Mario Bros. 3. You can go to any level. Live forever. Jump higher. Make your own effects. And get radical firepower. Go to any level, jump higher, stay bigger, live forever. Game Genie, the radical video game enhancer.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So we are back. So Rob, what are you showing off? You're showing off some sort of KO toy.
It's a KO of some sort of Korean transforming robot line, from what I gather. It's that dollar. Here's the box. Here's what the lion one. That's a piece of crap. The quick change line. See, yeah. You, Phil. Yeah, it's $5 at Family Dollar. They got these. The grill is really nice.
You know what would be awesome to find out if Quick Change is actually a sub brand of like Fans Project.
You know, I was looking at the box, and the company's name is Polyfect that owns it, which is straight out of Hong Kong.
Yeah, of course.
So I was actually wondering, like, is this one of those third party things I haven't seen slip through? Because, you know, eventually they're going to get hold of those molds.
Quick Change
too.
Has been around forever.
Oh, yeah. It's the go-to series for all your best budget places.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, and because we've already seen some knockoffs come their way, but they're still a little more high-priced. Eventually, we're going to see one of these third-party guys pop up at, like, a Tuesday morning or Big Lots. I mean, it's just bound to happen eventually.
I thought we already had.
Have we?
They're knockoffs, so not maybe hasn't shown up at like Big Lots, but a lot of the third party stuff
gets knocked off.
Yeah, it gets knocked off.
They're getting knocked off, so there's any moment now. And I'm not going to say I'm so glad it happened, but I am, because I'm like, man, that is $10 now.
No, but like City Commander notably did, Battle Tanker.
Yeah, it's slowly happening, and you know, it may be ill will to wish a company gets knocked off or whatever, but it's like, man, they completely molded over those hands.
Yeah, that comeuppance if a third-party company's stuff gets knocked off.
Well, didn't one of them get knocked off by another company, and they were like, if you store sell that, we won't sell to you anymore.
Would their designs be public domain because they're stolen?
Well, yeah, they don't own the IP.
The designs are original. The designs are internal. It's just a matter of, you know, the IP is based on
the likeness. That's right. True.
At the end of the day, it's like, that sure is a really nice Captain America toy that came in that box with Mr. Incredible.
Mm-hmm. No, but pretty much, like, the end of it would be just, you know, the original manufacturer being like, okay, if you carry this, we're not going to offer you our actual products anymore. So make your choice.
I'm surprised that ever happened with like Big Bad Toy Store, with as much business
I am too
with Hasbro, that Hasbro just wasn't like,
okay,
no,
well,
Big
actually on that note, do any of you get the newsletter regularly?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you may have seen in the last couple of years that like the language in the newsletter has changed.
It's like this goes with an unnamed
Right, that's because they have, you know, official ties to Hasbro, and they're covering their asses toward.
Well, it wasn't that long ago Hasbro went after Big Lots and said, "Look, we won't sell your products anymore if you keep this crap up."
And that changed too.
Yeah. And then like when I was a kid, and it's not like I knew this happened when it happened, but I did notice a change. Hasbro went after Kmart, because Kmart was straight up selling knockoffs that looked identical, same quality, everything.
What I was going to say, does anyone remember buying knockoff GoBots at the same time that the real GoBots
were
on the shelf?
Right next to each other.
Yeah.
And you didn't know the better. It's like, Jeeper Creeper for $1, Jeeper Creeper for $2.
Yeah.
I can get two Jeeper Creepers at the Family Dollar.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, let's go ahead and jump to Q&A with Rob Springer. We have two questions this week. Let's go ahead and jump to the first one. So,
I'll read it. Thank you.
So, Teen Geek asks, is Takara making a new Masterpiece Megatron, or is another third-party company taking the chance to do better than Takara on this one?
Well,
one's not necessarily related to the other.
Well, the thing is, it's that they have got some unofficial Masterpiece Megatrons coming, don't they? So, yeah. And two, the first question, I don't know.
People assume it. We assume it's going to happen, especially...
It's the popular rumor for MP25.
Yeah, because one, Megatron needs a new Masterpiece toy. Two, they did that really gaudy repaint of, you know, MP4?
Yeah, which apparently means that they're making a new mold because they reused the old mold again.
We eventually got a new Optimus 10 years later.
That's Takara logic, though. So it's actually Hasbro, it's not so much, but Takara.
Like, we got the new Optimus, like, a year after the final shot. As for Megatron X Transbots is making a nice looking third party one, and it's just a wait and see to see if there's going to be an official Masterpiece now that the gold MP05 has happened.
Can't wait. That's actually what I would like. I would like to actually own a Masterpiece Megatron instead of hating...
You mean a decent one.
Just not MP05.
Yeah.
A Masterpiece of crap.
one that doesn't like rust.
No.
No, see, that was Cosmic Rust. That was a gimmick for the toy.
Right. That was a selling feature.
So,
you know,
except that the people who originally bought it, like me, didn't know till, you know, couple years later, and they were like, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this is that you bought a Masterpiece Megatron.
Yeah.
I don't call it a bowl
of
this thing.
I was really excited to get a Masterpiece Megatron when I first bought it. And I was probably one of the first people to have it.
And now it can give you tetanus.
Yeah, I waited.
What I like about that X-Transbots one, though, is that, like, they've come out and said, well, we're going to have to put an orange cap on this to be able to ship it into the U.S.,
just so you guys wouldn't get confused with a real gun. You know this thing that's the size of a Buick? Someone's going to say, man, that guy is tiny. Look at that big old pistol he's holding that hasn't been made in like a couple of decades. It's just swinging around.
And Dan has a point in the chat. MP5 is fine if you leave him in the box.
Well,
yeah, kind of.
The thing is, it's like they're all about cartoon accuracy. This one will be toy accurate. Remember how much that one was bad? Like, not what I had in mind when I bought this.
While we're on the subject of third party Masterpiece stuff, it's not Megatron, but you know, there's that Transistor, the blaster.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen a picture of that with a G1 blaster? I'm curious how that stacks up in size.
I'm sure he's much smaller.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it'll be great when the Masterpiece, official or otherwise, ends up being smaller than the G1 toy.
It will be.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, that's the only instance of that happening.
Until they do Fortune Maximus.
If they do. Actually, Star Saber, the Saber part is a little shorter, but Star Saber overall is smaller.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. One more question, and this one's from Trans Fanatics. Hey, guys, when do you think we'll get a G1 Elite 1 figure? Never. There you go.
As soon as they make a new head mold for Generations RC.
Possible.
Well, basically, you know, we got that Target Elite 1 from an RC.
Yeah.
That turned into an energy.
We have three female bodies now. I'm sure it's only a matter of time until we get an Elite 1.
It's gonna be a repaint.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like Override or something.
I want
Okay, so like the interview with the designer that we referenced last week, part of that was like the original concept was to make one mold that could be used as RC and blur, and they talked them out of doing that. But like, you know, if they're still willing to make a new blur toy, they could totally, you know, co-opt that into a Cybertron override because the body shape would be similar enough. Plus, that would work.
Plus that one scene, that snippet of a scene from the Search for Alpha Trion where we see Alita 1's vehicle mode, just that little brief bit, it does look kind of blurish from the front, you know, so it's possible.
As, well, I mean, as much as it looks like anything that could be like a blob of a vehicle.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I'd like to see them like repaint RC black and call it Black Arachnian. Make people explode.
Well, they would if they did that. It probably would make her into Night Racer, since they do have the rights to because
and make Raksha explode.
Well, they do have the rights to the name, and it makes sense on that mold. Maybe give the head paint job something a little more sinister, something like Flame Wars head sculpt coloring.
Actually, that's probably a daily occurrence right these days.
We'll probably get a Nightbird out of the RC, actually.
Oh.
Now, that would be interesting.
No, you know what they should... No, make Nightbird out of Chromia.
Because she has the wings.
Well, and the body shape works better, too.
It does.
Mm. Yeah. Plus, I mean, we can't repaint everything out of RC.
Hey, guys.
Take a try.
Awesome Alpha Bravo repaint. I was joking as I said that, and I was like, yeah, it might pull off.
What would be an Alpha Bravo repaint?
Nightbird.
Blades and...
Nightbird, look at it.
One.
No. Here, I've got it. Masterpiece Bumblebee and Dr. Fujiyama, whatever it would be, the Bee Spike.
Ooh! You know... I am a smart scientist. I made a robot ninja.
That for turns science. Into a Volkswagen.
For science, yeah. Okay. You know, that cancer thing is... That cancer is still a thing. Guys, I made a robot ninja.
Okay, in Dr. Fujiyama's defense... If Doc Brown... Hey, he had a point. If you're going to make a time machine, why not use a DeLorean? If you're going to make a robot, why not make a ninja?
Well, the time machine had to get up to, what, 80 miles an hour to go anywhere?
88.
DeLorean can't 88. Do that.
He's not going to do that in a Ford Tempo, man. I want something that goes fast. I don't want to wait
the stainless steel construction, so.
And weren't they already on clearance by the time that movie went on?
Yeah.
Well, it's still substandard to a police box.
No one cares about that crap. But actually, to think about it, Ford Temple would be pretty badass to see. Like, guys, in another couple of miles, when we get to 88, you're going to see some serious stuff.
As long as it's not a Ford Pinto.
Nah, too early.
You know, you'd probably see that get to 88 before the Tempo, I'll be honest with you. Those are made with less regard for human safety. Yeah, they're like, yeah, just put the engine on it and, like, a bumper. Well, it's like a four-cylinder. It's a really light bumper.
Doc Brown was running out of money by that point, so he just got an AMC Pacer out of the junkyard.
He just has a razor. He's like, Marty, hold on.
just as a complete side note, my father was given a Pinto as a company car.
Oh, God.
That's awesome, Don. I'm like, what company was this?
The company's out of business now.
Of course, they gave him a Pinto. They couldn't afford a Lexus.
They're out of business, so you can say what the company was.
Paramount, I don't think they could afford a Chevelle, Don.
Paramount Textile Machine Company.
They're like, we need a company car, but we've only got $5. I don't think the Expedition's in the budget, guys. I really don't.
So my dad, who was my height in junior high. So he was a big man, was given a Pinto as a company car.
So was it like that? Was it like the scene in Police Academy when they're modifying the car for Hightower to drive?
I can't really remember. I just
just ripped the seat out and sat in the back.
Probably more like Harry and the Hendersons.
I do remember Dan standing beside the car and towering over the car. Just
at what point was your dad like, "Yeah, look at it, boy. It's the company car right there."
Okay. I think that'll about do it for this week. Once we talk about the Pinto, I think that's the sign.
And Harry and the Hendersons.
When someone says success, they say, "Hey, I got a car named after a bean."
Okay. So we'll see
any
you next
day
week.
Now. I'll get the Pacer.
Have a good one. See you next week.
Take care, everybody.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.